This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The mortal remains of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh have been brought at the Nigambodh Ghat in New Delhi for his last rites. The last rites of former Prime Minister will be performed with full state honours. His final journey commenced from the Congress headquarters to the cremation ground at Nigambodh Ghat. Earlier, the mortal remains of Dr. Singh were brought from his residence to the Congress headquarters in Delhi for the public and party workers to offer their tributes. Several Congress leaders, including Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and Rahul Gandhi, paid the last respects to the former Prime Minister. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other dignitaries have also arrived at the Nigambodh Ghat to attend the last rites of Dr. Singh. He passed away on the 26th of December at Ames, New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders across party lines paid their last respects to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. Union Ministers, Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, Telangana Chief Minister Revant Reddy, NCP leader Praful Patel were among those who visited the residence of the former Prime Minister to pay tributes. In a video message, Mr. Modi said the nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister. The Prime Minister said Dr. Singh's life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh has also expressed his condolences on the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Union Cabinet passed a condolence resolution yesterday in his memory and paid homage by observing a 2-minute silence. Union Home Ministry has said that the government will allocate space for the memorial of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The ministry said in a statement that the government received a request from the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in this regard yesterday. The ministry said immediately after the Union Cabinet meeting, Home Minister Amit Shah communicated to Mr. Kharge and the family of Dr. Singh that the government will allocate space for the memorial. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News PMO and INB Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, conducted searches on various locations at remote villages of Chhattisgarh and Giridih district of Jharkhand yesterday in connection with the CPI Maoist attack on a polling and security team during the state assembly elections last year. During the searches, the NIA team seized 1,50,000 rupees cash, including Naxal pamphlets, booklets, mobile phones and digital devices and other incriminating materials. The Enforcement Directorate conducted raids on different locations of former member of the Legislative Council and leader of the LGP, Ram Vilas Hulas Pandey, in connection with of disproportionate assets case and illegal mining. The raids were conducted in Patna and in Bengaluru. The sleuths of the agency seized several incriminating documents during the search operations. In Indian Super League football, East Bengal is set to face Hyderabad Football Club in Hyderabad this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. On the other hand, Chennai FC will take on Bengaluru FC in Chennai. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, the match between Mohammedan Sporting Club and Odisha FC ended in a goalless draw in Kolkata. The 2024-25 edition of the Hockey India League HIL is set to begin at Rourkela in Odisha today. The opening match will feature Delhi SG Pipers facing off Gona Sika at the Birsa Munda Stadium. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:15 p.m. The men's league will be played in two phases. Phase 1 will run from today till the 18th of January with each team competing once. Phase 2 will begin on January 19th where teams will be split into two pools and play against the others in their respective pools. The final match of the league is scheduled for the 1st of February 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.